This is Dwayne Chase on the line from Bertales, New Mexico. Head baseball coach, Dusty Nesser. How you doing, Coach?
I'm doing great. Thanks, Dwayne, for having us on there.
Hey, you bet, man. I've been watching you guys from afar, so to speak, as I always do. And it's been fun to watch Bertales. I've been predicting when you guys came out of basketball that you kind of have moved up in the rankings. I know coaches don't tend to put a lot in the rankings, but I got to tell you, from a broadcast perspective, if you're typically not up in those rankings, you got problems. And for Bertales, you've consistently moved up, and congratulations on securing a number four spot into the opening round of the baseball playoffs. And you're going to take on West Las Vegas. So, Coach, if you would, kind of tell me just in a brief statement kind of how your season has gone, and then talk about how you feel about the start of the playoffs and taking on West Las Vegas.
Okay, yeah, you know, the course of the season, we've definitely improved from, you know, the beginning. Of course, you know, our opening game was against a really, really good Clovis team. And, you know, we kind of were skeptical in some spots of what we had, if we had the right guys in the right areas. And we played pretty well against them, you know. I mean, they have some outstanding pitching. So they beat us 7-0. But we felt really good with our pitching and our defense. And we knew we'd get better swinging it throughout the course of the year. And so then we went over to the Unis tournament and was able to pick up three victories, and that kind of got us going a little bit. And then we just kind of, we've been hit or miss. We haven't really been able to put all three aspects together. We've either been able to play good defense and pitch but couldn't score any runs, and that's what happened in our tournament, or we've been able to hit and pitch and not play defense. And so those have kind of been the two things that have hurt us a little bit. So now we just got to be able to put it all together. We had an opportunity to win district this weekend, actually, versus NIMI at our place. All we had to do was win two out of three, and we were only able to get one. And so we ended up the runner-up, which gave us the four seed, and we host West Las Vegas tonight at 7 o'clock.
Well, Coach, you kind of segued me into my next question for you. Bertales defending state champs. I have that correct, right?
Yes, sir.
And then you played for the state championship the year before, if I have my years right, and you lost to Sandia Prep. Isn't that correct?
That is correct, yes, sir. So our seniors this year have been really fortunate. All they know is state championship games. And so, you know, I kind of jokingly visited with them the other day, and I said, hey, you guys, that's all you know. So we might as well end there, too.
Yeah, I like that. Just say, hey, why not go for the trifecta, right?
Exactly.
Well, you know, you brought up a good question, Coach, in the fact that you talk about basically the three aspects of baseball and what it takes to win state championships. And you have been doing that. So I know for you it's relatively not simple per se, but you know what to say to the kids and tell them what they have to do to have an opportunity to get to the state title for the third year in a row. Good morning, and on the line this morning from Clovis, New Mexico, that would mean Coach Cal. How you doing, Coach?
I'm doing good. Good morning. How are y'all?
Man, doing good. Just, you know, a lot of football going on. I know you guys are getting ready to head to Las Cruces, so we'll talk about that in a moment. But, Coach, let's backtrack a little bit and talk about a couple of things. One of those would be the game, final season game. Took on La Cueva, and I'm going to tap into your memory banks here a little bit. Clovis lost that one 10-7. You had a 7-0 lead at the half, and I'm not trying to rub salt in a wound, Coach, just recapping. But a 42-yard field goal, it basically was the difference in the contest, and I was against the number two team in the state. Do you recall, other than the Seafield field goal, a longer field goal in high school?
Probably not live, but the week before, that same kid against Sandia kicked a 52-yard field goal. We saw that on film, so we knew that kid could boom it for sure.
He hit a 52-yarder in a game.
52 in a game, yes, sir.
Wow.
Yep, that's pretty impressive.
Didn't know that. So 42 was a chip shot.
The first one he tried to kick for us or against us that night was, I think, 50. 6 or 7, I think, you know, when he missed.
You know what? I forgot about that. That's right.
Yeah.
When he first went out there, we thought it was like a prank or a fake. But when you guys saw him line up, you knew that it was legit, huh?
Yes, sir.
Wow, that's impressive. So he ought to probably get some pretty good looks from somebody.
Yeah, for sure. And he's only a junior. You know, he's been one of the best kickers last year as a sophomore. He's really good. So, you know, he kicks everything dang near out of the end zone every time he kicks off, and he's pretty accurate with his field goals and can kick it from about anywhere. So he's pretty special with that leg of his.
Wow. So you don't, based on that then, I guess it's not safe to say that that was any type of a fluke.
No, sir, not at all. No.
Yeah, I don't recall. I remember Bob Gilbreth had a pretty big foot.
Yeah,
of course, Seafeld did. And but I don't recall any team having anybody with much bigger of a foot than this kid.
No, that was he's pretty impressive for sure.
Wow. Well, Coach, go ahead and let's backtrack a little bit again and pick up your thoughts and comments on the game against La Cueva.
You know, it was a great high school football game if you're sitting there watching. I think a defensive battle, two really good football teams. You know, one's 9-0 and ranked number 2 in the state, and the other one's number 10 in the state and going after each other. And, you know, I thought we moved the ball very well offensively in the first half and, you know, got it inside the red zone, inside the 25. Three or four times other than the time we scored and couldn't capitalize on anything. You know, we missed a field goal and then fumbled it once down there and another time get a holding call on the 12 and, you know, backs us up to the 22 or 23 and now we're first and goal from the 23. And, you know, just we've got to get down there and finish, especially against teams like La Cueva, who's really good at defense and also a team that's 9-0 and knows how to win. You know, the only two losses they've had in the last 2 years are to Manzano last year, who was a state champion. So they got kids in their program, coaches in their program that know how to find ways to win football games rather than lose them. So that's something we need to work on better is finding ways to win football games and, you know, instead of losing them. I really thought we outplayed them on both sides of the ball. I thought our special teams did a really good job. You know, our punter once again flipped the field a couple times, but they did it as well. You know, they had a really good punter.
That's true. Good point.
They got us backed up down at the 1 a couple of times, you know, and one of them was right at the end of the game. You can't say enough about our defense. I think they fought their tails off and flew around and had some huge football plays for us. You know, we got a couple blown coverages a couple times, and they got big plays off of that offensively for them. But, you know, other than that, it was a pretty good game, and that's a good sign going into the playoffs.
Well, you know, you mentioned, I remember you saying before this contest that you felt like anybody – you know, really 2 through 10 could beat anybody on a given night.
Right.
And I think that pretty much has played itself out.